My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Welcome to a new season of Nevermind the Broadcast. We are in season two. I'm your host, Izzy Smut, and I am excited. It's been a while. I've had a break here for the holidays. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to, you know, just spread the love again because it's been a while. I've had time to relax and think about things and, you know, and it's time to get back. It's time. I think we need some entertainment now. I feel like music is the only thing that's saving us. I feel like everybody needs to have a break from reality. So thank you for checking in. I am trying to do my best to make this show better than it was the first season. Like, I definitely want better sound quality, so which is why I have, you know, converted into my own private space. So I'm not walking and talking like I usually do. So, you know, sometimes you'll hear me out of breath. I'm like, seriously, that's crazy. But I'm going to try to do this show better than I did before. So let's go on into the facts. So the weird fact of the day is mixing alcohol with diet soda gets you more drunk than regular soda. It's crazy because it's true. When I used to drink, oh my God, holy shit, would I get trash. And I would drink with diet soda because I wanted to keep my girlish figure. And I would be fucking bombed. And then I used to smoke on top of that. So I'd be real bombed by the end of the night. You would, like, there was nothing you'd do. I probably did. There's most times I didn't remember shit. So in case, I mean, I've been 2 years sober, going on three, and it's been the best decision of my life, but I don't mind if people drink around me. It's kind of funny because I like remembering stuff. But so if you mix diet soda with alcohol, you get more drunk than regular soda. And the reason for that is because of the artificial sweetness that change how the alcohol is absorbed. So there's your fact. You could use that, you know, to get yourself even more drunk. It's up to you. It's your life, motherfucker. But yeah, so that's the fact that I learned, and I am learning so many things that I don't want to learn lately. Oh my God. Social media, the fucking news, what a shit show this country has been. Like, oh my God. And I get people hitting me up saying, should I come to the United States? Should I not? I don't want to get super political. I'm not going to, because this is your place to forget. What I want to bring is the PMA. I want to bring you the songs that you guys should be listening to, checking out, and spreading the words about bands. Like, everybody has their own goddamn opinion about politics. Mine isn't better than anybody else's. You know, I just care about music, and I care about, I'm not going to say I'm not political, because that's the stupidest thing ever, but I have my own opinions, and you should have yours. I don't try to go around and shove my views down people's throats. I know what I believe. I know what I stand for. And the thing is, if you're not about that and you're in whatever, do you. I mean, but don't come in my fucking page and sit there and talk shit, because I will fucking throw you out. So that's the thing. Just like anything, as long as you're not shoving your views down people's throats, then just let people live. Mind your fucking business. It's really nobody's business how anybody lives, really. So let's get into the first band. So the first band started in 2006, which is, oh my God, those were the days. I was in college fucking blasting every type of music, doing my thing, going crazy, and, you know, living my millennial fantasy. You know, I was having the shirt on top of a shirt. those are the days, man. Those are some crazy but happy times, and I miss those days now more than ever. So the band started in 2006. They're from North Hollywood, and they described themselves as punk rock with a metal edge and politically charged lyrics. And I've read in their bio, too, because they sent me their bio. They're called Battle Flask. They played Danny DeVito's birthday party. I'm going to need them to explain that to me and how did that went about, because that's amazing. I love Danny DeVito. I'm a huge fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I've watched that show since the beginning, since it came out, and I haven't stopped because it's one of my favorite shows. I love it. It's just so, I love it now more than ever because, like, that kind of humor, it's always my kind of humor. I like humor that's, like, edgy, but also just, you know, just funny. It doesn't have not everything has to be so politically correct, you know? Sometimes you can make a little edgy joke. Sometimes it's fucking fun. Learn to laugh. Not take everything so serious. Because if you don't laugh, you're going to start crying. That's not fun. But this band is awesome. The song that they sent me is called Rebels and Imbeciles. I like the title, Rebels and Imbeciles. You know, that there, it's kind of like now. There's a lot of people that are rebelling the norm, and then there's a bunch of imbeciles that want to keep everything exactly the way it is and don't want any change whatsoever, never evolve, just stay exactly the same and live the same way forever because they don't know how to live and they don't know anything different. So that's kind of true. And I like this song, so definitely check it out. So this band is called Battle Flask, and the song is called Rebels and Imbeciles. So that was Battle Flask and the song Rebels and Imbeciles. And we're on to the next band. They're called Combat. They're from Las Vegas. I've had them on the show before. And they're an oi pogo working class street punk band. And I love that about them. And the song is called Alexander Park. I was nonstop headbanging while listening to this song. And I was literally, I was fixing up my space so I could record. And then I was just like headbanging. Because I am one of those people that if I am doing something and if I'm not headbanging, I'm fucking switching that shit. I don't, and like, if you're not going to make me headbang within the first 5 seconds, I'm done. I'm not going to listen to your song. And I was hooked. I was just like, fuck yeah, this thing is making me rock out while I'm doing some boring ass shit around my place to try to make it better for you guys so that you guys don't hear the background noise or me yelling at people. So this song is awesome. It's one of their new songs that they're about to release, or if they haven't released yet, because it's been a while since I've done the show. So check it out. This is Alexander Park by Combat. So that was Alexander Park by Combat. And the next band, they're called the Wavebirds, which I've had them before on my show. They're a ska punk band based in Vancouver, Canada. And they released this song January 9th. I'm a little bit late. Sorry about that. It's called The Raid Boss. And they write songs. So they write original songs about video games and geek culture, which I love that because there's some games that I love to play, especially like the old school games. I like the retro games as well. And I never played World of Warcraft. I never did. And now as part of me is like, should I try it? Should I not? Because of all these like other games that I used to play before, oh my God, I can't even name them all off the bat, but it's so much fun. Just video games and geek culture, nostalgia, all this stuff. It's a stress reliever. It really is. Unless you're taking on the raid boss, which they wrote a song about it because sometimes you just need to run away. Sometimes a level is too fucking hard. Sometimes you're just like, what the fuck am I doing? I need to get the hell out of here. So I love this band. So check it out. So the song is called The Raid Boss by the Wavebirds.
Sent to
So that was The Raid Boss by The Waybirds and this next band they're called The Stress Balls. So I released an advanced copy of their EP that's due out on March 13th. So they made 50 special edition CDs. So they did hand assembled covers with spray painted disc. So they're going to include them for free with any orders of their t-shirts or records until they're gone. I love special edition stuff. And the fact that I'm trying to build my CD collection, and now that they sent me one, I don't expect anyone to send me anything, but the fact that they sent me an awesome CD that's been on heavy rotation, it's fucking awesome. It's really cool. Like, they make great music. They're always busy online. Like, I'm always seeing them posting things, doing things. Like, they're very busy. And I love that they just kind of get things done, just like this song that they sent me, 2026. So let's start this year off right. Fuck all the negative shit. Listen to music, get into music, and just live. So fuck the negative. So I love that this song is just like getting me hyped, even though I wasn't hyped at all when the year happened, but this song actually got me hyped. So thank you guys. So this is called 2026 by The Stress Balls. So that was 2026 by The Stress Balls and this last band. They're called Direct Order 82. They're from New Jersey. The song is called Annihilate You. 33 seconds long to say everything you need to say in a song. That is hardcore punk as fuck. Like, that to me, I was like, when I listened to this band, when I came across them, I was fucking blown away because of how, like, they put everything they need to say, and it's so East Coast, because, like, we in the East Coast, we don't have fucking time. Like, we are so, like, we're in a hurry, we have places to be, and this band is no different. They were like, we're going to tell you everything in 33 seconds, fuck you if you don't like it, we're still going to annihilate you. And the song is called Annihilate You, and it like, blew my shit wide open. I was like, what? It's so cool. So I was so happy when I got this song. I can't wait to play it for you guys. But before we end the episode, thank you guys for listening, for all your support, and for sticking around and spread it and just hang. Like, I'm just like very, very thankful to you guys and to the bands that have submitted me songs. Keep sending me songs. If you sent me songs in the past, remind me, because sometimes they'll get lost in emails. I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but sometimes people will still ask me the same question, so I have to repeat everything half the time. Sorry if it gets boring, or, you know, it's just I have to repeat. So send it to me, izzysmut@gmail.com. Just send me songs. Anyone can send me songs, and it's, if I play it, I play it. If I don't, remind me, because sometimes there's some songs that just don't fit the vibe of the show, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to listen to it. You know, I'm definitely going to listen to it, but I will let you know if it just doesn't fit the show. But that's what I'm going to leave you with. I hope this year starts off awesome for you guys. I know it's been tough with all the shit that's been going on, but I really, really hope that you guys, you know, just get your shit going. Don't stop. Like, just release your music. Release your art. It's very needed. Everybody needs something to be happy about. Keep making music. Keep writing your songs. I mean, don't let anything stop you, because we're needed now more than ever. And everybody needs a place to let their creative outlet out. We all need that. That's why it's super important. And who knows? Maybe I'll be playing something. Who knows? Who knows if I'm going to be getting involved in myself as well. So thank you guys for checking out this episode and the new fucking season. I'm excited. Season fucking two. Who would have thought? I would have never continued this show if it wasn't for you guys supporting it, because I would have stopped a long time ago, because if it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. And it's been nothing but fun, and I'm super grateful, and you guys are the best. So let's end this shit. All right. So this is Annihilate You by Direct Order 82, and Broad motherfucking out.